read in the Bible that after the Great Flood and after God's covenant with Noah, clans were formed by his descendants and spread out over the earth. Now the whole world had one language and a common speech. As groups of people moved eastward, they began looking for a place to live.
We could be very happy here.
Yeah. Thank goodness, I thought we'd never find it.
Hold on, this is not it.
Why?
It's not impressive enough.
What do you mean, it's not impressive enough?
It's not special, it's too barren. We need a more beautiful spot with hills and trees.
You've got to be kidding.
Sorry.
So now what?
We keep moving. On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again.
What do you think?
Nope, it won't do. There's no river nearby. We can't be somewhere without water.
I've had it with walking.
I'm tired.
My feet have blisters.
I pulled a muscle.
Can't we lie down?
Yeah, let's stay here.
Listen, you grumpy nomads. All you do is gripe. We're looking for the perfect spot, and this is not it. So come on, let's get this caravan moving again. On the road again.
Well, we're waiting.
You know what? This is it. Yay! We're in the land of Shinar, the land of two rivers.
Finally.
Well, I'm glad you like it. Okay, everybody, gather around. Let's decide how we're gonna build this city.
We want to make it a great city.
Right on. We don't want it to be like any other city. We want it to be different.
We need to make a name for ourselves so our neighbors will envy us.
But how can we make it different?
We could build a wall around our city that's really tall.
But other people could do that. Plus, they wouldn't be able to see our buildings.
How about putting up flashing neon signs? Oh, sorry, they haven't been invented yet.
We've got to think of something that's unique.
We're all gonna have to come up with some good ideas. So start thinking.
It's a toss.
decide, let's hear your ideas. You, tell us your plans.
I don't have any.
Oh, come on. What about you?
I can't think of any.
What? You mean we sang a whole song and you have nothing?
I'm sorry.
What about the rest of you? No? I can't believe it. Well, we're just gonna have to sing the song again.
Think, think, everybody think.
Wait, I think I have the perfect idea.
Well, tell us.
While we are building our city, let's build a tower.
A tower?
What's so special about a tower?
This tower will go really, really high.
But we can't build it very high with stones. It will fall down.
I know. We'll use bricks instead. We'll make them and bake them in the fire and use tar to hold the bricks together. Then the tower will be so strong, it can reach up to heaven.
And people will see it for miles around.
They'll be so amazed at how great we are.
It will be a symbol that we rule this land.
And we won't need to keep scattering about the earth.
Do you think it'll work?
I know it will.
Sounds good to me.
A terrific plan. And since it was your idea, you'll be the supervisor?
Well, all right, I'll do it. You start drawing some plans. You guys make bricks and bake them in the fire. I'm assigning you to find tar to use as mortar. And you go get some ladders.
This is gonna be awesome!
Let's get back to work.
How about this?
I hope they're the right dimensions.
At 5,000 cubits, it's gonna reach heaven.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Oh, hey, boss. Do you think we'll finish by 2230 BC?
We will if we stay on schedule and you quit singing.
I think we should work weekends too. It's gonna be so fantastic when it's completed.
Now wait just a minute. What do you think you're doing? You're building a tower to reach heaven? I don't think so. If you can do that, what else do you intend to do? You're glorifying yourselves instead of glorifying me. I'm going to have to teach you a lesson.
Jeepers, that sure put a damper on things.
I wonder what lesson God is going to teach us.
I don't know, but I say we get back to work. I need you to go get more tar.
Ulisamanini.
What did you say?
Ulisamanini.
Didn't you hear me? I said get more tar.
Hamanunu.
We need more tar. Will you go get it right now?
Chickalakamuka.
And what planet are you from?
Huh?
Nami Kari Nami. Don't get smart with me. Do what I say.
Anke uye okte igpe atle?
What is going on?
Saizo Polovani.
Who can tell me? Abianca Zuku.
I don't understand anyone.
Nobody hears me.
What's happening?
Is this for real?
This is weird.
What a nightmare.
Was that the people stopped building the tower and left the town, which became known as Babel. They scattered over the earth, speaking many different languages. Many centuries passed, hundreds of years, tribes, kingdoms, and empires were formed,
Judaism became a religion. Then one day, something miraculous happened. It was the Festival of Harvest, and Jews from many nations speaking different languages were gathering in Jerusalem to celebrate.
Our Thanksgiving offering. Please take your places. These two loaves of freshly baked bread have come from our newly harvested wheat. We offer them up to celebrate the bountiful goodness of our Lord. Hallelujah!
Festival.
I'm so glad we were able to come.
How long was your pilgrimage?
It took us 14 days.
What is that sound?
It sounds like the wind.
Where did it come from?
I don't know.
It's getting stronger.
What's happening?
Over there!
Who are they?
Aren't they Galileans?
What's on their heads? What is that? Are those flames of fire?
They're not speaking Hebrew.
They're talking about the wonders of God in my language.
No, it's my native tongue.
No, they're not. I'm from Rome.
are not drunk as you suppose. Listen carefully to what I say. Do you remember what the prophet Joel said?
In the last days, declares God, I will pour out my spirit on all people.
Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions.
And your old men will dream dreams.
This Jesus, whom you crucified, has been raised from the dead, and God has poured out his Holy Spirit. This is what you have witnessed today.
So what shall we do?
Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Your sins will be forgiven, and you will receive the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for everyone who is far away, as many as the Lord our God will call.
Who will be first?
The human spirit and ended up in confusion, scattered over the earth. At Pentecost, people were led by the Holy Spirit, and even in their diversity, they were united. Both times, language was used to help fulfill God's purpose.
Thank you.
my heart.